Allison Bono, who is with the Mid-Michigan chapter of the American Red Cross. Allison, how are you?
Just fine.
Long time no talk to you. Everything's going well?
Everything is, yes.
Recently, the Red Cross marked the 85th memorial of perhaps the deadliest act of mass murder in the public school history. And by that, I mean U.S. history. The Bass School disaster was a sequence of bombings that killed 45 people, the majority of children, and it also injured 58 people. And I know that the Red Cross wanted to remember those who lost their lives. Tell us about this tragedy and what the Red Cross did in remembrance.
Well, at the time, 1926, we were a fledgling chapter here in Lansing, and it's amazing that they could pull it all together, arrive at the scene. They set up a little center at the Crum drugstore, and they were trying to get a list of the fatalities and of people that were injured and where they were taken, and they set up a phone line, because, of course, back then, that was it, one phone line, to answer calls and talk to families, and they stayed there all night trying to just, as we do, be there on the scene helping people, and you know, it was beyond the scope of what anybody could imagine back then, but it's amazing to me that same services were there with whatever capability they had. They also raised money to help people with burial expenses, and the Clinton County Board of Supervisors gave $2,000, and the Michigan legislator gave another $2,000, and back then there was just nothing set up to handle anything like this. It's amazing to me that they were able to do it.
Well, this was a story that gained attention around the country as Andrew Kehoe was 55 at the time, was a Bath School Board treasurer who was angry about a school property tax that he blamed for the foreclosure of his farm. And so on the morning of May 18, 1927, committed this terrible crime that hurt so many people. What was so interesting, as you mentioned, Allison, was how the Red Cross, though very prolific in its work around the world, it was just a fledgling entity in mid-Michigan, but they were able to get it together and get it done. And from what I understand, putting a phone line anywhere back in the day, back in that time, and we're talking 1927, was virtually impossible, but the Red Cross got it done.
Yes. Yes, and we're still getting it done, and we're still out there helping people after the Joplin. You know, it's been a year that we've had the Joplin tornado, and we're still in Haiti. We're, you know, still helping the Japanese. So we're there for the long haul, and that's what we do.
All right, Allison Bono. Bono is from the American Red Cross, the Mid-Michigan chapter. Thanks so much, Allison.
You're welcome.